This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to do two more segments today to wrap up our series on NAFTA that we've been doing this week. A big picture interview in just a bit, but first, cars. And one of the underpinnings of the North American Free Trade Agreement, the idea that the whole point of the thing was that the economic whole is more than just the sum of the parts. With cars, quite literally. Marketplace's Scott Tong went to Ann Arbor, Michigan to get the story.
In the course of production, the inside parts of your car very often visit Canada and or Mexico and then return. In fact, they've often been called industrial tourists. You know, go over, connect to another part, buy a bad t-shirt, come back. Well, it turns out the average part accumulates 8 bad t-shirts along the way. To explain all this, Dave Andrea at the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan, takes the wheel of a 2014 Honda CR-V.
You have the company making the leather, the company that's providing the thread and the stitching is different. Behind that is the rim. The airbag is sourced from another supplier.
The specifics of supplier relationships are often secret, but it's a safe bet that the metal rim of your steering wheel, when it's still bare and naked, travels south to get stitched and covered, because that's low-end manual work.
That would need to be shipped to Mexico for the covering to be put on top of that and stitched. That part then could come back as an assembly.
To then get connected to the steering wheel buttons and lights, etc. Dave Andrea then starts the CR-V and he looks under the hood. He explains the spark plug connects to wires that go into a kind of wiring headquarters. It's called a harness. And those harnesses also come from plants in Mexico. He visited one of them, and he saw it had a world map of all the pieces coming and going.
It looked like one of the airline charts out of the back of the airline magazines, where you have the hub and spoke system.
Often the hubs are in southern Mexico, Ontario, and Michigan, which helps explain the constant truck traffic across Michigan's Ambassador Bridge going in and out of Canada. Effectively, this is Team North America in the auto sector, competing against Team Europe and Team Asia. All this supply chain globalization really started to take off in the early 90s, right around when NAFTA came.
The real increase in the pace of technical change was only kicking in around that time.
Economist Mike Smitka at Washington and Lee University in Virginia says in the early NAFTA days, U.S. automakers were getting out of the business of making parts. In over two decades, the supply chain exploded like an atom. Companies went everywhere, including Mexico, for cheap labor.
This is people with relatively modest skill levels standing at a pegboard, putting wires up and over pegs, and then pulling out tape, very fancy tape, and then bundling them together.
The push to lower costs has kept vehicles affordable. In fact, prices, adjusted for fancy upgrades and stuff, have stayed pretty much flat since the 90s. Smitka calls the NAFTA integration nearshoring, keeping jobs close in North America. But all that takes smooth passage across borders.
This border crossing is people, it's physical goods, and being able to do it in a hassle-free manner.
To be sure, all this has allowed some jobs to leave the U.S. auto sector, for Canada and for Mexico. But others will stay. Ann Arbor, Michigan's Heinz Industries makes high-end testing machines for car companies. The CEO, Dawn Heinz, buys some of her own parts from overseas, though these days she's not even sure where they're from.
We have a lot of parts that are imported from Germany. They say Germany, but they could have been manufactured at the Mexican plant of Bosch and then sent to us.
But her machines and production are staying right here in the industrial Midwest. They require precision and experience and engineering. And those don't travel very well.
Yes, there are balancing machine companies that are cropping up in a number of developing countries. Do the major auto suppliers buy them? No, they don't, because they don't have the reliability and the brand recognition.
So, even if your car was assembled in Mexico, a good portion of the content is likely from the States. Take this 2014 Honda CR-V. The, quote, Mexico-made version is, by one estimate, 68% American. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.